The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 12, 1974, in Bombay, India.
After hearing of his mother's uncontaminated desire for transcendental realization, the Lord thanked her within himself for her questions, and thus, his face smiling, he explained the path of the transcendentalists who are interested in self-realization.
Iti samathur nirabaddha ikshitam nishamma pungsam apavargavardhanam dhiya abhinanda atmatang satangati babhasa isat smitisho vitanana. So, transcendentalists, those who are advanced in spiritual life, when they hear some question from persons to understand about spiritual life, they become very happy. Those who are transcendentalists, they are not interested in these worldly talks. That is very disgusting to them. They avoid such company who talks nonsense about these worldly affairs. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised his disciples, Gramma katha na kohive. Gramma katha. Gramma means pertaining to the village, society, neighborhood. People are interested in talking. It's gramma katha. Gram, from gram, gramma. Just like this newspaper. This newspaper is full of gramma katha. There is no spiritual understanding. The whole newspaper, here we have got 4, 5, 10 pages newspaper, and in USA they have got bunch, one load of newspaper, full of gramma katha. There was an estimation that the New York Times required to publish one day's publication to kill so many trees, because the paper is now scarcity. Why? Because they're killing the trees and making this gramma katha newspaper bunch up. Useless. They're making profit. Natad bachas chitra padang harer jasa. The devotees, Bhagavad, they say, Natad bachas chitra padang. Very nicely spoken, figuratively, metaphorically, ornamentally. Chitra padang. Natad bachas chitra padang harer jasa pravinita karichi. But there is no sense of Krishna katha. There are two kinds of kathas. Gramma katha and Krishna katha. So, any literature which is very nicely presented from literary point of view, metaphorically, figuratively. But there is no glorification of the Supreme Lord. Natad bachas chitra padang harer jasa na praginita karhichi tad vayasam tirtham usanti manasa. That is like the place for pleasure of the crows. Even in the bird society, there are crows and there are swans. you'll find the crows are interested in a place where filthy things are thrown out. All nasty things are thrown out. The crows will come and they'll enjoy them. By nature. But the swans will not come. The white swans, they require very nice, clear water with lotus flower in a garden and birds are chirping. They're interested. Similarly, there are men crows-like and there are men swan-like. That is nature's division. So, natada bachaschitra padang harer jasa praginita karhichi tad bayasam titham usanti manasa. Manasa means those who live in the manas sarava. In Bombay, I don't find any such place. But in Western countries, especially in London, there are many nice parks, very clear water. And in America also, wherever these Europeans have settled, in Sydney, Australia, there are many nice parks with water. Formerly in India also, in old Dwarka, Mathura, the parks were there. Parks are necessary for cleansing the mind. So, the fact is that as there are classes of birds which are called crows, and there are classes of birds which are called swans, white swans, birds of the same feather, flock together. That is an English proverb. The crows will mix with crows, and the swans will mix with swans. Therefore, the devotees are swans, and the most advanced devotee is called Hansa Paramhansa. Paramhansa. So, those who are hansas, they are not interested in the matter for the crows. Therefore, a hansa, a paramhansa, when he hears a question from a person about transcendental, uttamam, shreya uttamam, tasmad gurum prabhadita jigyasu, shreyam uttamam. A person who is interested to inquire about the transcendental subject matter, Krishna Katha, then the person who is questioned, he becomes very glad. Therefore, Kapil Dev, when he heard from his mother so many nice questions, how to be delivered from this material bondage environment, sammoha, athap medeva sammoham apakastum tamahvasi, jo avagraham ahamameti etasmin jyotitastaya. This verse we have discussed. I have taken shelter. This is the process. The mother is not ordering the son. It doesn't matter whether he is son or somebody else. When one is interested in uttama, tasma jigyasu shreyam uttama. Shreya and preya, there are two things. Shreya and preya. Just like children, they like to play. That is called preya, preya. Very nice. But shreya means go to school and take education for future improvement of life. That is called shreya. So, human beings should be interested in shreya. not in prayer. That is not human health. Prayer means immediately gives me some sense pleasure. Ah, it is very nice. No. That is human life. Ahara nidra bhaya maithun. We require these things. We require to eat something for maintaining the body. But not that we shall be accustomed to eat very palatable things. No. That is not good. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na poribe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised his disciples, never eat very palatable foodstuff. Never talk these village talks. Any ordinary novel, literature, newspaper, he forgot. Fortunately, in our society, there is no newspaper. You may be surprised. How is that? In modern age, especially the Europeans and Americans, they do not take any interest in newspaper. In their country, if one does not get newspaper, it is horrible. It is horrible. Newspaper is so popular in the Western countries. There are so many newspapers. And each newspaper is publishing 3-4 times editions. But they are all selling. But you will find that these boys, these American boys who have come to Krishna consciousness, they have kicked out newspaper. No more news. Because there is no Krishna katha, they don't like to read it. This is called bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. This is the test. We do not know what is the happening daily. it does not matter. Newspaper. It is a waste of time. Better at that time read some literature like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. It will be beneficial. Why you should waste the valuable time of your life? Kapildev was very glad. Iti samathu niravaddham ipsita. When he saw the mother is interested only for spiritual advancement, niravaddha, niravaddha, uncontaminated, abaddha, niravaddha. Ipsitam nishamma, after hearing the question, what sort of question? Pungsam apavarga vardhanam. To answer to this question means one who will hear these answers which I shall give, that is very, very congenial for liberation. Apavarga. This material world is called pavarga. And to nullify it is called apavarga. Pavarga means pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. This is called pa varga. In the letter arrangement, there is ka varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga, 5 vargas. And pa varga. The material life is called pa varga. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Pa means purisa. Simply laboring. And so much labor, the paw, there is pain of foam. You'll find in the horses, hard labor, there is foam. We have sometimes foam, dry throat. That is paw. Paw, paw, bow. Bow means, bow means boy. And ba means bartha. Bartha means futile. Why they are laboring so much? Big, big man, they have no time. Big, big businessman, have seen in New York, big businessman, no time even to eat, simply eating a dry bread and cup of tea. But he is working very hard, day and night, pavarga, and bavarga. Bavarga means, ba means barthata, and bha means always fearful boy. In this, pa, ba, ma means maran, mrityu. Finish. Pa to ma. Pa means beginning with parisram and ma means mrityu. So this is material life. Pa varga. So if you want to nullify this, that is called apavarga. So here it is called apavarga vardhanam. How to increase interest in liberation? People have become so dull, they do not understand what is the meaning of liberation. They do not understand. Just like animal. If an animal is informed that there is liberation, what he will understand? He will not understand. It is not possible for him. Similarly, at the present moment, the human society has become exactly like animals. They do not know what is meaning of apavarga, liberation, they do not know. But time was there when people understood that this human life is meant for apavarga, to cease from the business of pa-pa-ba-ba-ma. That is called apavarga. So, the questions made by Devahuti and the answers which will be given by Kapil Dev, that is apavarga vardhana. That is wanted. This is the instruction of the whole Vedas. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. For apavarga, everyone would try, everyone should try his best. And what about my maintenance? The maintenance, the Shastra never gives any stress that you try for maintenance. The Shastra says, it will come. It is already there. It will come. But we have no such faith that God is giving food to the animals, to the birds, to the beasts, to the trees, everyone. And why he shall not give me? Let me engage my time for apavarga. They have no faith, they have no education. Therefore, good association required. Not the crow's association, but swan's association. Then this sense comes. So this Krishna consciousness movement means they are creating a society of swans, not of crows. Not of crows. The crows are not interested. They are interested in that left out, garbage. They are interested. Punap punap charvita charvanana. Punap punap charvita charvanana. Just like we throw away, after eating, we throw away the leaf, there are some remnants of food stuff, and the crows come, the dogs come, they are interested. They will not say, a sane man will not go there. But these crows and dogs will go there. So this world is like that. Punap punap charvita charvanana. Chewing the chewed. Just like you chew one sugar cane and throw it on the street. But if somebody comes again to chew it, then he's a fool. He must know the juice has been taken away from that sugar cane. What shall I get by chewing? But there are animals like that. They want to chew again. So, our this material society means chewing the chewed. a father gives education to his son to earning livelihood, gets him married and settles him, but he knows that this kind of business, earning money and marrying, begetting children, I have done, but I am not satisfied. So why I am engaging my son in this business? This is called chewing the chewed. Chewing the same thing. I have not been satisfied with this business. But why I am engaging my son also? The real father is he who does not allow his son to taste the chewing the chew. That is real father. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo chayajya samupita mrittam. This is real contracept. The father, a man should not desire to become a father. A woman should not desire to become a mother unless they are fit to save the children from the impending clutches of death. That is the duty of father and mother. And how one can be saved? The saved means if the father and mother together gives education to the son about Krishna consciousness, then he can be saved. The father's mother's duty is the same apavargavartmani. Apavargavartmani, to give education in such a way that no more pavarga, no more parisram, no more fame, no more bhoy, no more vyathata, no more moron. That is called apavargavartmani. This is here real human life. Human society cultivating knowledge in such a way that apavarga, vardhan, gradually we are going forward for liberation. That is human civilization. Otherwise, it is cats and dogs civilization. The same thing. Punap punap charvita charvana. Again eating, eating, sleeping. That's all. Fearing and dying. This is general process. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunamcha. Eating, sleeping, and sex life, and defending, and dying. So, this is, this under this regulation, the dogs and cats are there. But the human life is meant for other purposes. Besides this, of course, we have got this body, we have to maintain it. It is not that we should neglect. In our society, we don't advise that you should neglect your body. But don't unnecessarily be engaged simply for maintaining the body. Jashyatma buddhi kunape tidhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhavuma ijyadhi. Jatirtha buddhi salile na tarhichit janesu avigyesu saeva gopara. Janesu avigyesu. Just like we are reading this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are very avigya. Kapildev, Devahuti is asking from Kapildev because he is avigya. He knows very well how to liberate. So people who are not interested, janesu avigyesu, saeva gokhara. So the animals are not here. Here, in this temple, the human beings are expected to come here, not the animals. Cats and dogs, they cannot come here. So anyone who does not take advantage of the instruction of avigya, they are simply cats and dogs. They are not human beings. Here we have got, in India especially, so nice literature. Vedic literature. Essence of Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpataru galitam phalam. It is recommended that nigama means Vedas. Nigama is compared with a tree. Nigama Kalpataru. Kalpataru means desired. From the Vedas, you can take all kinds of education, knowledge. Therefore, it is called Kalpataru. So, as of the tree, there are fruits and ripened fruit. That's like mango tree. There are fruits, green mango and ripened mango. The ripened mango is very interesting. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened mango of the desired tree of Vedic knowledge. Nigama kalpataro galitam phalam idam sukamukhar. And everyone knows that if the ripe fruit in the tree is tasted by the parrot, it becomes twice tasteful. So, Sukadeva Goswami, Sukha Pakshi, Sukha means parrot. He is speaking, Sukha Mukha Dava Sangajitam, Pivata Bhavi Bhavaka Rasamala. These are the recommendations. So, people are not interested. It is a great regret, matter of regret, that in India, where these literatures are available, where the sages and saintly persons left for us such nice literature, Vidya Bhagavatavadhi, the limit of all education, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not interested. They are interested in some other Marx literature, called Marx literature, not Bhagavat. This is the India's misfortune. So, anyway, if somebody is interested, it is his fortune, because such kind of instruction as they are available in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, they are apavargam vardhanam, apavarga vardhanam, nishamma, pungsham apavarga vardhanam. Pungsham. But the people in general, apavarga vardhanam, dhiya abhinandya. And actually, a person advanced in spiritual knowledge, somebody comes to him to inquire, because it is the system. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Tadvijnanartham guru meva vigacche. This is instruction. So, when a person comes to a transcendentalist to inquire about Sreya Uttamam, Uttamam means transcendental subject matter, he becomes very happy. He becomes very happy. One who hears very attentively about the spiritual subject matter, the spiritual master becomes very happy. So, Kapil Dev became very happy by seeing his mother so eager to understand about the spiritual subject matter. Therefore, Dhyam Abhinanda, thank you, my dear mother, thank you very much. You are so interested in the subject matter, because people are not interested. But when he saw that the family, head of the family, his mother was interested, he became very happy, and therefore Abhinanda, and thanked her. Yes. Thank you, mother. Why? Na atmavatang satang guti. You are asking the subject matter to know from me, which is approved by the Atmavatam. Atmavatam means self-realized person. Self-realized. Without self-realized person, nobody can inquire about Uttama, Sreya Uttama. Everyone is interested the immediate pleasing things, immediate pleasing. I want to test something which is very tasteful to my tongue. Never mind whether it is not eatable or eatable. Just like hogs and pigs, they have got a taste to eat stool, and they like it. They like it immediately. Everyone, I think, in India they have got experience when they go to pass stool in the field. The hog is waiting to test. They are so much addicted. Similarly, we have become to test anything and everything, like hogs. There is no discrimination. There is no restriction. Because they have no tapasya. Tapasya, when you are engaged, and this subject matter, spiritual realization, means tapasya. Tapasya. But it has been made easy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very easy. Cetadarpanamarjanam bhava mahadabhagni nidvapanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Little tapas, just spare little time and chant Hare Krishna. This much tapasya we are not ready. Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi duddhaiva idrisamiha janinala. Krishna is more interested to get us in the apavarkva vartmani, in the path of liberation. And he has given very simple method, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Still, Nam Nama Kari Mahat, Bahuda Nijasadva Shakti, Tatrarpita, Niyamita Smaranena Kala. And to practice this chanting of Hare Krishna, there is no hard and fast rule. Niyamita smarane na kala. Any time, suitable, you can chant and you get perfection. Thank you very much.